Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us be glad in it. I'm Lindsay Hall. I'm one of the clergy that serves here at this congregation, and it's a joy to welcome you to First United Methodist Church this morning. This morning, as you are making your way into worship, I hope that you've found a bulletin, that you've found a cup of coffee, if you're a coffee drinker. And as you're making your way into the seats, I just have a couple of announcements I would like to share with you. This morning, I want to lift up our NOAA lunch program that we're going to be supporting. So that's coming up on Sunday. We'll be building those lunch bags together. So we are in need of some homemade cookies and some other items to contribute to making the NOAA lunches. We would kindly ask by the 24th of July, if you could please bring those items in. And if you'd like to pick up an item, there is a poster board out in the community room, that fellowship space. You can simply peel off a sticky note from the board, and that will remind you what you should bring in by the 24th of this week. Hope you'll be a part of NOAA Lunches. I'd also like to lift up that Vacation Bible School is just around the corner, and there's going to be over 100 kids and over 60 adults helping make this fantastic week of Vacation Bible School happen. So if you would like to be a participate, whether the week of, or if you'd like to participate in helping make such a great experience, there's a couple of drop-in opportunities you can see on the screen. If you're crafty, we'd warmly welcome you to pop in and help us with some decoration days, or if you would just like to use your helping hands to help set those already made items out around the church, we'd welcome you to be a part of those set up today as well as next Sunday. I'd also like to lift up that as a part of Vacation Bible School, we are going to be supporting Bountiful Harvest, which is located, there's a pantry located right next door at our Presbyterian friends, and the back parking lot there is where Bountiful Harvest is. And we're inviting our Vacation Bible School children, as well as our congregation, to help us bring in diapers and wipes and cereal and canned tuna and canned chicken to help stock the shelves at Bountiful Harvest. So we'd warmly invite you to bring those items in to help out. And lastly, another fun little VBS thing, because our theme for Vacation Bible School is camping, we thought it'd be really fun if we could borrow some of your Christmas trees so it makes it look more like a forested area. Bring in your Christmas trees this week. Please help set them up, otherwise we won't always know how to get your tree set up, and we would love to borrow it for Vacation Bible School week. Our last announcement we want to lift up is you maybe noticed on the way in, there is a cart being filled with gently used children's books. We're going to be doing a book exchange, and it's going to be supporting the Red Bird Mission. So if you have gently used books, you'd like to bring those in, there'll be an opportunity to do a book exchange, and any donations are raised are going to be going towards our Red Bird Mission. So clean out those bookshelves for a great cause. Last but not least, I would also invite you to look at that connection card, fill out opportunities of ways to get connected and things you'd like to do at our congregation. Invite you to fill out those yellow prayer requests. Pastor John and Pastor Lynn and Deacon Loretta and I, we'd love to be praying for you. And with all of those pieces shared, won't you please stand as you feel comfortable? Let's praise God together.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord Jesus, we lift our voices to you in praise. We bow our heads in prayer, and we give you our joys and worries. Have mercy on us, for when we have not been in your hands and feet in the world, and guide us to live like you more and more each day. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
I invite you to join me in a spirit of prayer. Let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, we celebrate this day. We give you thanks for the beauty of the earth. We give you thanks for this time of worship and gathering, for your grace that is given new to us each day and your love that never ends. Lord, we give you thanks. For a community of faith to walk along us on the ups and the downs of journeys of life, Lord, we give you thanks. For your presence always near to us, one that never leaves us nor forsakes us. And for you, Lord, who call us your beautiful, beloved child of God, we give you thanks. O Lord, may you guide me, and may you speak through me and to me. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, welcome to worship again, as I mentioned. And this summer, we're doing a fun bumper sticker Christian sermon series. So if you are just joining us for the first time, we've been doing a variety of fun bumper sticker phrases. And if you can get your eye up here on the altar design, there's all sorts of fun little bumper sticker phrases. Well, the one that I'm having us zero in on is down here. This one down here, way down here. It says WWJD. WWJD. I remember being a kid growing up in middle school. I was it must have been the mid-90s or so in middle school, and you would see WWJD all over on all sorts of bracelets. Does anybody remember seeing these WWJD bracelets? It was fantastic, fabulous 1990s jewelry, along with like the chokers and the butterfly clips and all that kind of fun stuff. And WWJD stands for, anybody know it? This is like a trivia. What would Jesus do? You remember it. Maybe you had the bracelets too. What would Jesus do? That's our phrase. That's our bumper sticker we're thinking on this morning. I am certainly not a perfect person in any way, shape, or form, but my prayer is always, Lord, help me to be focusing on Jesus and living like him in the world, to be thinking, what would Jesus do? Well, living like Jesus in the world is challenging because sometimes both our personal choices and how we treat other people don't always align with how Jesus would want us to live our lives. It can be challenging to focus on Jesus and live like him in the world at times. Do you remember those calls, those challenges from Jesus, if we have two coats to share them, and the golden rule to live out, to treat others the way we would like to be treated? Or the challenge of living generously, extravagantly generous lives, not storing up our riches here on earth, but extravagantly giving all that we have. And those challenges to welcome and to love and to embrace all people, even when society tries to make labels and put some people as less than, or sinners, or outcasts, or other hurtful labels. And then there's times when we're supposed to forgive not just once or twice, but again and again, and it can be a challenge to live like Jesus. Do you have a Bible that has most of the text in black, but you'll open up the Gospels and you'll see red text, those red letters of Jesus, and you can skim through and you can see those words of Jesus, and sometimes it can get challenging to live those words out. Well, this morning's scripture lesson is one of those hard to kind of chew for some people stories where Jesus challenged personal choices of how we are to treat other people. And we are going to hear from the gospel. We're going to be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, a story on how we're called to treat other people. Early in the morning, Jesus came to the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees, that's the religious leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and making her stand before all of them, they said to her, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They said this to Jesus to test him so that they might have some charge to bring up against him. But Jesus bent down and he wrote with his finger on the ground. And then they kept on questioning him, and he straightened up and he said to them, "Let anyone among you who is out without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again, he bent down and he wrote on the ground. When they had heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to the woman, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir." And Jesus said to her, "Then neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again." As we read this story from the Gospel of John, from the 8th chapter there, I find myself being really curious about a couple of things from this scripture. I always find myself being curious about what did Jesus write when he bent down and he's stooping in the dirt or in the sand or the mud or the gravel or the whatever is at his feet. What did he write? And I'm also curious, what stones do I do us here want to throw? I want us to think on that. When we think about the story, I'm so curious, aren't you curious about what he wrote in that sand, on that dirt, on that gravel, on the pavement there? What on earth could Jesus have written? We don't know. The biblical text, the pericope there, it doesn't give us any words in terms of what Jesus wrote. It's left to our imagination. Scholars don't know. It doesn't matter what, you know, what translation you pull up. We don't know what was written. But the religious leaders, those scribes and the Pharisees, I'm wondering if they would have appreciated Jesus writing some words of judgment towards the woman. And yet I really doubt that Jesus was writing words of judgment. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't really matter what he wrote, but I think it does. Because I would imagine that Jesus, being Jesus, and remembering the other teachings of love and care and compassion and acceptance and graciousness and forgiveness and love, I would imagine that Jesus bent down and wrote something like, "You are loved," or "You're a beloved child of God," or "You are forgiven," or "This is a new day," or "You are accepted," or "Grace is with you." And then it gets me thinking about all of the different messages we hear day in and day out, all the different messages, the different voices that we hear, whether it's voices of judgment from others or the little voice of judgment in our own brain. When we're too hard and critical on ourselves, and it makes me think of all those voices, and it makes me so sad, doesn't it? Does it make you so sad, all those voices of criticism, all those voices of put down? But when we think about the voice of God, the things that Jesus whispers in our ear and perhaps writes in the sand, I think those are the voices and the words of love, a new beginning, and acceptance, and forgiveness, and grace. What do you think Jesus wrote in the sand? And then it leads me to the second, I thought I've always wondered, is what stones do we want to throw? I don't know if we can imagine ourselves being there or just in living life and, you know, in the 21st of July, 2024, but what stones do we want to throw? What stones are we tempted to throw? Under what circumstances might we justify or even allow the actual or the metaphorical throwing of stones? Is it okay for us to throw stones of judgment if, and then you can throw, fill in the blank for when you see something happen? Or is it okay to throw a stone if something happens that we could have never imagined ourselves or others doing? Are there times when we justify the throwing of stones? But the thing is about stones is that they're so heavy. I'm not talking just pebbles, but we're talking stones. We're talking boulders. They're at times so heavy, and so too are our judgments towards others or our own self. They're heavy. Do you ever feel like you're ready just to put them down? Or do you hold it in your pocket? I think Jesus wants us to set those heavy stones down. We read it in the scripture passage when he asks a question, but I think for us, Jesus wants us to set those heavy stones down because Jesus gives us the gift of love and grace and mercy. And I think that's what he calls us to offer and give to others as well, and to ourselves. Jesus asks us to put down those heavy stones of judgment and hate and racism and sexism and homophobia and other things that are harmful and hurtful and pain-filled, and to let them be. And instead, he asks us to fill our hands and our hearts with compassion and love and justice and peace, mercy and grace. What do we want to fill our hands with? These beautiful hands that we've been given. Today's bumper sticker, when we think about WWJD, when we think about what would Jesus do, and we think about how Jesus calls us to live and love in the world, it's a good reminder, it's a good question, it's a good pondering. We are not perfect. I am not perfect, but we're trying to continue on that journey with Jesus. And so in the spirit of just so much fun 1990s jewelry, because all of the clothing out there is 1990s is back anyway, right? So in the fun spirit of WWJD, and thank goodness for like Amazon, where you get, you know, 100 bracelets for like 10 bucks or something, our awesome ushers are going to hand out a WWJD bracelet if you want one on the way out the door, and you can flash back to 1994. And it's a bracelet to remind us that we're not perfect, but we're trying to follow in Jesus' footsteps. And a reminder for us to fill our hearts and hands with love and compassion and put down those stones of judgment and hate. But then, you know, when I'm doing Amazon searches, like, it's not just, you kind of get sucked in, right? So then I started finding not other really fun bracelets that I have to hand out with you, because there's other words for us to think about, those other whispering words from God. Words like, you are loved and you are a beautiful child of God. So there's other fun bracelets. Bracelets that say things like, you are strong and brave and creative and amazing. And may those be the whispers and the words of God that we hear in our ear. And then may we echo and share those words with others in the world. This day, church, take those stones, set them down, and fill our hearts with love. Let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, we give you thanks for this day. This day is a gift, and Lord, help us to use it in service to you, in the big ways and in the small ways, Lord, in small acts of compassion and moments of kindness, in moments of perhaps biting our tongue when a word wants to come out that is not a gift of love. Lord, we do our best to follow in your footsteps. So this day, this week, this month, this year, Lord, help us to pause and to really reflect. What would you do, Jesus, when we're in those tough situations? In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Stands a tremble. not long to stay here.
Sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Blind man wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like a blind man that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. The light.
And all God's people said, amen. Thank you, gentlemen. That was absolutely wonderful. Got us going this morning. God is good. All the time. You know, I was sitting there thinking about this series that we're going through, the Bumper Sticker Christian. And it's got me when I'm driving to start looking at bumper stickers. And I want you to be careful because this is a form of distracted driving, I found out. Because I'm reading all these bumper stickers. There was one in particular that got my attention. I'm trying to read it. I finally got close enough to read it. The bumper sticker said, if you can read this, you're too close. So please be careful when you're out there reading bumper stickers. We don't want anybody getting hurt just because we're trying to spread God's word. Our prayer quotes this morning are for Maki Ichikawa, Kevin Faulkner, and Bob Ritzma. On your way out of the sanctuary this morning, please stop at the table, tie a knot, say a prayer, sign the card, and let them know that we're surrounding them with our love and prayers and that we're hoping for better times for all of them. The altar flowers today, as you notice we have altar flowers, are for Betty Uber's birthday. And if you don't know who Betty is, it's Nancy Smale's mother. So we want to wish Nancy Smale's mother, Betty Uber, a very, very happy birthday. Okay, I'm ready now. Let us go to an attitude of prayer. Gracious and glorious God, we come before you this morning humble, but anxious and eager to learn all the things you have in store for us at this time. We wait in eager anticipation of all the wonderful things we have coming into our lives through you. We know that through you and the Holy Spirit, our lives are touched as they can be touched by no other, to give us peace, to give us hope, and to give us reassurance that you are there for us, helping us, leading us, guiding us to find a better way. Slow us down, Lord, so that we may open our ears to that small voice that we miss so many times, rushing around in our day-to-day lives. We listen for your word that we may share that word with others and be with them at their time of need. We open our eyes that we may see all the wonders of the universe that you have created for us, that we may experience all that life has to offer and all that you have to give, especially as we enjoy the summer months coming. We open our hearts that we may be there for others that are in need of your love and to do your work so that they may feel your love through us and know that you are there. Lord, we ask blessings on all those in need of you at this time. Those suffering from physical ailments, mental disorders, financial problems, relationship problems, and those that are just out there looking, seeking, wondering, waiting, not sure what their next step might be, not sure where they are headed, and not sure which way to turn. We want to guide them that the next step they take may be blessed by you into a life full of your blessings. We ask for your blessings on our prayer quilt recipients and pray that they may have the strength and endurance to get through the troubled times ahead, and pray that they know that you are there for them from beginning to end, offering your love, your support, and your word. We also ask prayers for the people that need you the most, those that don't know yet that they need you. Help us help them find your way to know your love and to know that you are with us every step of the way. To know that even when things seem at their worst, we can turn to you and know that you are there. We pray for our leaders, Lord, the world leaders, the national, state, and local leaders, that the decisions that they make in this world are tempered with your love, guided by your hand, and blessed by your word. Help them to see clear so that the decisions that they make today may be the best for all of us. Bless us, Lord, that we may find the best you have in store for us and that we can turn that around and do the best that we can to honor and praise you, to love those around us as you show love for us. Help us show that same love to others, working together to make this world whole and to honor you as we do. Now, in this time of silent meditation and prayer, we ask for your ear to hear our concerns, our thoughts, and ask your blessings on our problems, as well as to hear our praises of you for all the glorious things that you have provided for us in our lives. When the disciples were in trouble, they knew to turn to Jesus for help. May we remember that when we have problems, our best turn is to Jesus. When the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he said, "Pray like this," and now we repeat the prayer that he taught his disciples, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." And don't forget, God loves you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Amen.
There's so many different ways to serve God, whether it's through the sharing of our time, like so many were doing this week and helping prepare arts and crafts and doing things for Vacation Bible School, through our time, our talents, our prayers, our service, our witness, our financial giving. There are so many different ways to serve God and follow in God's footsteps. One way is to share of our financial gifts and offerings to be a part of the mission and the ministry in that way. today. So at this time, I'd invite our ushers to come forward, giving us the opportunity to share and be a part of the mission and ministry through the giving of our financial gifts. But know that if you are visiting with us today, if this is the first time or the first few times you've been here, there is absolutely no need to give. Your presence here today is a gift, and we're glad you're here. But if this is your spiritual home, we warmly invite you to be a part of the ministry in that way.
Jesus, let these offerings we bring today be a reflection of the love and mercy you have blessed us with. Guide us in using these offerings to love and bless others. In your name we pray. Amen.
Dear church, go forth with the love of God in your hearts this day, the peace of Jesus always with you, and the power of the Holy Spirit helping go forth to fully love God and serve your neighbor. And I'd invite you to take a fun 1990s flashback jewelry from the ushers on the way out. Go in peace this day. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.